Hello, Nicholas.
Oh, hey, Nancy, it's Garrett.
Hey, Garrett, how are you?
I'm fantastic. At first, I thought it was a voicemail. I'm like,
Oh, no.
Calling to see how your weekend went, and if I was curious if that guy had a budget for lab-grown or natural.
No, I'm still working on it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, my friend, I'm still working on it.
That's okay.
No, I thought for sure I'd have a little more action today, a couple things in the works, and no. So I'm not sure why.
That's okay. Keep plugging
along.
That's
yeah.
all it is.
How was your
One
weekend?
Day, it was a banner weekend. I went. I got to see. What I didn't get to see anything. I watched the Yankees game. I watched the Bills game, and both teams won, so it was good for that. Once a month or every other month, I go to a spa here in town. It's at the Woodcliff Hotel. I stay. It's the weirdest thing. My wife kicks me out of the house. I go and I stay, and I get a massage, and I have a steak, and I hang out at the bar and listen to jazz music. So I got to go do that. And it's one of, like, my favorite places. Yeah. So it was fun. It was a lot. And then I went on, hung out with a buddy of mine. Yesterday we watched the Bills game, had wings. So, and now it's got to be similar down your way. Is it not the most gorgeous day outside right now?
Yeah, I just noticed it like 5 minutes ago. I come in early and it's cold and it's dark and I just noticed it. I did. It's terrible. It's like I just noticed it like 5 minutes ago.
You're not alone. Like, You're not alone. We've all been commenting on how gorgeous it is outside from inside the office all day. It's a bit breezy right now, but 70s and I don't think it's PC to call it an Indian summer anymore, but that's Indian fall? No, Indian summer. Yeah, but it was, I think we're in for just beautiful weather, and it's going to get cold again this weekend, but that's okay.
I lost a dinner bet. I bet a girlfriend the beginning of last week, she said, it's going to be 75, and I said, oh, it's impossible. It's not
impossible.
Because it's been like 30s at, yeah. I said 30s Thursday, 30s at night, and I said, there's no way.
What was the wager?
Dinner. It was a dinner bet, which I don't mind. Yep.
Right,
yep.
Exactly. That's a win-win. You know?
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
A lose-win, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't care. A chance to get together. Tammy's a big Yankee fan.
Oh, she's huge. She's a huge Yankees fan. She was very excited.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she was very excited. One of my buddies that I was watching the Bills with, he's like, you can't be a Yankees fan because Yankees fans root for the Cowboys. And I'm like, I don't think that's a sweeping generalization, because I know for a fact the biggest Yankees fan I know is Tammy, and she is a devout Bills fan. So,
okay.
I don't know. He likes to be a contrarian. he wanted to see the Guardians win, but,
It was close.
It was wild to watch how quickly the game changed,
very exciting.
It just takes so long. Tammy was joking. I'm like, I was watching. I'm not a huge baseball guy. I was like, just hit the damn ball. But it was fun.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm chuckling because my friends go, what are you doing? I go, I'm watching paint dry. We can either do this or we can watch paint dry. And my husband's a huge Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And so is my daughter. My son is like, whatever. So my husband and my daughter actually went down to a Yankees playoff game Tuesday last week.
Oh, no way.
Because a week ago Saturday, apparently they won, and she's like, oh, my gosh, Mom, they won, blah, blah, blah. So she was at a wedding. Like 3 o'clock in the morning, she got up for something, and she wakes me up. She goes, Mom, I go, are you okay? And she goes, yeah. She goes, Yankees won. I fell asleep, I think she fell asleep, whatever. She goes, Yankees won. So she got on the Internet and got tickets to the playoff game on Tuesday. At 3 in the morning, do you want to go? I go, that's up to you guys. And my son said he didn't care if he went. And And he says, I don't think so. I don't care if I go. And I said, well, I'm not going to go because he's not going.
Right.
So her and my husband went, and they had a blast, and one of the players actually threw her a ball during warm-up.
Did you tell Tammy this?
Yes, I was telling Tammy the other day.
Oh, okay,
that's how her, oh, man.
Seating with Jonathan.
Because we were chit-chatting. Yep.
Was it Volpe
that tossed her the ball? No, it was us. No, because she told me that, and I said, oh, is that number 22? She said, no, number 11 or vice versa.
Number 11.
You know, they don't. Yeah, I think they play like 100 games. I'm like, okay.
Number 11 threw the ball?
No. 11,
oh.
I think number 11 is Volpe.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
It was 20. Oswaldo Cabrera. That's who.
Yeah.
Yep, Oswaldo.
Okay.
So the other night when they were playing, because I was watching the game.
That's so cool.
When they were playing it. Yeah, it is cool. She was excited, really. And they won. And they won
yeah.
the night. Oh, that's the day, I guess, Judge hit the home run. So she was very excited. So Tammy and I were having this long conversation. I thought about the Yankees, blah, blah, blah. I thought Tammy was killing time because she said you were on the phone. But
No, you're well-known, Nancy.
Actually,
everybody likes talking to you. Yeah, no, your pleasure.
Oh, no.
I have a client that's from Cleveland, and I saw on Facebook that she was actually at the game on Saturday. And, you know, it's funny, I can't wait to call her. They're closed on Mondays, but I can't wait to call her tomorrow and go, will you still buy diamonds from us?
I know. Don't joke around. Honestly, Garrett, people get really offensive over stuff like that.
Weird.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, baseball, sports, you know, it's...
Yeah.
Well, it's just something...
I'm not
going to
buy anything.
Type. Yeah.
I know, yeah. I hear people say, oh, they're, you know, such and such fan or this, that, and I'm never speaking, you know, I'm not going to associate with them and blah, blah, and I'm like...
It's a bit extreme for me. I think
thing.
I could put a lot of things aside to do business with somebody, you know. But
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I do. I think so, too. And I think I have a couple things in the works, so I'm excited. But I hopefully, in the next day or two, I'll give you a call and hopefully can solidify. Yeah, me too. I'm excited here at the end of October, but I am excited. And, you know, traffic seems to be good business-wise as far as, like, engagement rings, but I'm trying to stress, you guys got to do this now, you know, at least start planning ahead now or commit to something now, because I think it's going to just be craziness right after the election.
Yeah.
Isn't that far away?
It is.
You know, not to mention the lovely gold market, but that's good.
Right. And you know, you're right, it's not far away. So, all right, it'll be interesting to see how things, I'm sick and tired of hearing about the election. I'm also sick and tired of lab grown and things like that. So it's just it'll be interesting to see it open up a little bit after a decision is made and people can, you know, it's contentious and I get it. We're very passionate as a country, right? But left, right, center for me, Nancy, it is superfluous in that the world will keep turning, and we're gonna still have to do business. So people are still going to engage. People are still going to fall in love. So don't let it affect the way that they buy now.
Everything's
going to
continue.
Yeah, everything will continue. We'll be okay. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
But,
and we'll deal with it like we have been. That's
right. Exactly.
Yeah. They're just day by day. We'll deal with it just as we have been.
Yeah,
that's what we can do.
Yep. I agree.
Absolutely.
But. Yep. On that, I'm hoping somebody comes and throws a bag of money at you and says, please give me a 2-carat natural, a 3-carat natural, a 4-carat natural. God knows. A 1-carat natural.
I know.
Anything more than a dollar minute carbon, I'll be here for you.
Well, wait. I know. And I appreciate it. I'm still waiting on that 3-carat natural they want.
We'll make it happen. Luckily, they don't rot.
I can
rot.
Close the deal. No.
You know what I mean? You call me, I will have something for you, okay?
I'm sure you will. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Talk to you soon, Nancy. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.